This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to be walking in divine health, divine peace. But the truth of the matter, there's actually more divorce going on in the church than outside the church. There's, I think there might even be more disease among Christians than non-Christians. I can't prove that, but there's something wrong somewhere. And I've been searching for answers. And God had me cross the path of Henry Wright. My wife and I just recently went to his seminar, and he has an understanding in reference to the source of disease that I have not heard taught on in this way before. But the foundational teaching he calls separation, and I tell you, once you capture this, you're going to find what I believe is a missing link in your understanding of the promises of God and having them manifest. Henry, explain separation.
Well, separation is taken out of the teachings of Jesus in Mark chapter 7, and the teachings of Paul in Romans chapter 7, along with something Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, and begins in the understanding of what entered into Adam and Eve when they partook of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that opens us up to the clear understanding of Ephesians chapter 6, that says our battle, our war, is not with a person that has injured us or victimized us. Our war, our battle, isn't even with ourselves. But as Paul clearly identified in Romans chapter 7 and Jesus in Mark 7, it is a kingdom by its fallen nature that has trained us, that has taught us, that we have become one with as if it were us. And it's a understanding of the second heavens ruled by Satan. There are three heavens, and I found in Scripture the third heaven is where the Father and the Son are. Paul said, I was caught up into the third heavens. Whether in the body or out of the body, he did not know. He was caught up in the presence of God. Well, that's as high as you can go. Those that teach there are seven heavens or nine heavens, that's coming out of mysticism and Kabbalism. Well, there's a third heaven is the highest, and the first heavens would be, of course, this planet. The sun, moon, and stars would be the first heavens, and that leaves a second heavens. The second heavens is a invisible spirit world that is administered and ruled by Satan himself through that kingdom found in Ephesians chapter 6 called principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And many times, as we're talking about disease, well over 80% of all incurable disease is a result of participating with that kingdom in how we think, what we say, and how we act.
To help some of the mishpucha that aren't familiar with your ministry, he has a ministry that when he finds the source, the root of the disease, and it's the depending on the disease, about 80% of the time, it has a specific root or a name. Let's take something like high blood pressure, which society is plagued with. Explain that from a spiritual viewpoint.
Well, high blood pressure is considered by the medical community to be an anxiety disorder. Well, that's a modern term. The Bible calls it fear, although anxiety is found there. Be anxious for nothing. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God, pinpoints the word anxiety. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. In the 34th Psalm, they called upon the Lord, and he delivered them of all of their fear. So fear is not part of creation from God's standpoint. Fear is something that has joined creation as a way of thinking that is not in heaven, But how did it get into mankind? Well, to give you an example, and we've talked about this privately, is that we are a triune being, and in order to help you understand high blood pressure, we have to go here. We are a triune being. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Spirit, soul, and body.
I've heard some teach we are a soul, and we have a spirit. Would you have a problem with that?
Yes, I do, because even though God breathed into us and we became a living soul, that means we have the ability to function in a physical world. But if we die today, our body goes back to the dust. Your soul is a faculty of your brain cells. There's a mirror image of your total consciousness, such as at the spirit level. What goes to heaven and the total consciousness, soul consciousness of who you are, goes with your spirit man to heaven to await the resurrection. In the resurrection, you get into a glorified body, and the total consciousness of who you were is instantly imposed into that new body with that, with the new brain cells. And I don't understand all that, but the Bible teaches it. And so the total consciousness, we are a spirit. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is the father of all spirits, doesn't he? He's the father of all souls. He's the father of all spirits. What is eternal is who we are as a spirit being. Now, the ability to function in a physical world of creation is only possible because we have a brain. The brain is the bridge, or the soul is the bridge, between the spirit and the physical world. In other words, your consciousness of who you are and the totality of your intellect and your passions and your emotions and all that you've been taught and experienced, either you are taught that from without through the five physical senses, or also you can be taught from within in that pathway from your spirit man to your soul. God is a spirit. God does not access you at your intellectual level. He accesses you at your spirit level, and you understand and have impressions and feelings that you understand from within. And, of course, we could teach that very clearly from a number of chapters in the Bible, but your turn. Now, getting back to high blood pressure. High blood pressure would be this. High blood pressure is an anxiety disorder. Specifically, what kind of anxiety? It has been our investigation through hundreds and hundreds of case histories over all these years that high blood pressure affects an individual who are taking thought for tomorrow. Well, that's an anxiety issue. See, the Bible says take no thought for tomorrow.
But wait a second. Shouldn't people be planning for the future?
Well, there's a difference between planning and counting the cost. The Bible says to count the cost before you build a building. There's a difference between planning and then worrying about what could go wrong.
So worry's the key.
Well, worry's fear.
Yes.
See, the Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow may never come. Take no thought for tomorrow. The evil of today is sufficient unto itself. And there's a spirit of fear that comes and begins to project to a person the potential failure of something in the future. And rather than trusting in God to take care of them and work through that, it could be in finance, it could be in health, it could be in family issues, and there's a whole range of areas, this person loses their eternal perspective of the ability of God to meet us and begins to listen to what fear is telling them what could go wrong. And as this is a spiritual dimension, but they're hearing it at the now soul level. And see, that's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, is able to separate the soul from the spirit, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and is able to penetrate even to the joint and marrow. Verse 13 is never quoted, but it is part of verse 12. Neither is there any creature that is not made manifest before him whom we have to do, but all things are naked and open. Well, what kind of creature do you think that's invisible that only God can see, that we should be able to see, that the Word of God can reveal? Well, in the case of high blood pressure, it's very simple to understand spirit, soul, and body at this level, because God's not given us the spirit of fear. So if I find fear behind the disease, I know it's not from God. If it's not from God, where is it from? Did man create fear? No, man did not create fear. Fear is an extension of thought and mindset and manifestation of a kingdom ruled by Satan, invisible by its fallen nature. So what that person is doing, they're picking up the accessing of them at the spirit level by a spirit of fear who is beginning to speak to them by its fallen nature, you need to pay attention. But they become so one with his thoughts as if it were their own psychology, as if it were their own mind.
And I have to tell you this, Henry. When I took your seminar, if someone had told me before I took it that I was entertaining a spirit of fear, I'd say, you are nuts. But that was one of the things that it made me aware of. I realized I was doing it because it had become so part of me that I thought it was me.
Well, here we have it. If a person becomes so one with these feelings about what could go wrong tomorrow, then through the what's called the mind-body connection, the limbic system, the hypothalamus, is picking up this consternation about what could go wrong. It sets in motion an imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system, and coming out of that is what we call cell membrane semi-rigidity. In fact, the cardiovascular system begins to stiffen, just like you'd have a tensioning of your neck with tension headaches from stress, but it does this at the cardiovascular level. And so that stiffening produces a narrowing so that the blood, which is being pumped normally, can't get through the opening, the openings. So part of that blood backs up in the flow, producing what's called hypertension or high blood pressure. Well, what they do, you go to the doctor, of course you're in trouble, and he says, oh my goodness, you have high blood pressure. What can I do, doc? Well, I can give you a medication. It's a beta blocker. It'll circumvent that imbalance and cause that release of that stiffening, and the blood will flow normally, and you'll be out of trouble. Well, has that sanctified us? Has that solved the problem? No, we're bound by the sorcerer. We're bound by drugs. And so the issue is this, is that if we become so one with these thoughts, then we become one with it, while the real enemy of our life is laughing its head off, saying, ha, 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 boy, are you really smart. But see, the Bible says, this, be not ignorant of Satan's devices and his methods. And so we've my goodness, I don't know how many hundreds of people no longer have high blood pressure today in the world.
Listen, I've met so many people that have been healed once they've gotten to these roots. Mishpocha, this is the foundational teaching. It's two cassettes. Henry calls it separation. It light bulbs will go on when you get this. We're making it available for a donation of $15 or more, and I really urge you to get this and come on back on tomorrow's broadcast, because we never got to this whole issue of, can Christians have demons? The two audio cassette series is called Separation, a donation of $15 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.